Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trill Thursday, broadcasting live from East Lake, the Tour Championship, the Tito's Stillhouse. Day one of my favorite two-day stretch of the entire sports calendar here at 92.9 The Game. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is always fun to come out here amongst the patrons, as some like to be called. And get out and have a good time. You know, the people at Tito's, they put us up in a nice spot, man. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. And just like you said, it's one of my favorite times also to be out here. As I say it every year, thank God for tennis skirts, especially when they worn right. But, I mean, outside of that, man, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Things are getting started. Got to see my man with the Kango that you told me that was my guy, right?
Well, no, you made it your guy.
Yeah.
When I said Harry Hall has just as much of a chance to win the tournament because it's not staggered scoring anymore as anybody.
Yeah.
And you said if Harry Hall wins the tournament, I'll shave my head
and tape it to my back.
Tape it to my back.
Yeah.
And then we were walking in and he was at the range and I was like, come on, Harry.
Yeah, man.
At least make it interesting on Sunday.
You know what I'm saying? At least to have him hanging around or something like
Harry
that.
Harry played good last week.
He did. He
obviously,
did, as you told me.
In order to get into this tournament, he had to. But, yeah.
But, no, it's cool to be here, man. And again, thank you to Tito's and everybody that, you know, puts us up in this beautiful place. We're a little different than we've been in past years. We're down basically on the ground next to the concession stand and everything. So, if you're in the area, stop by.
Yeah.
Holler at us. Abe's giving out hugs.
Two-handed bro hug.
Yep,
if
that's
you
what
Abe's
doing.
Abe will do it.
Don't worry about the hand. Don't worry about the dap. Just come in for the hug.
Sweatier the better.
Yeah.
This is how I know that they're upgrading every single year here at the Tito's Stillhouse. Like you said, one less flight of stairs to climb up to get to where we are.
Yes.
And what could possibly make this setup more attractive to the people coming into the tournament? Obviously, Andy and Randy are already here. We're hanging out. We'd love to see you. It's Tito's.
Yeah.
So they're selling cocktails over there.
Okay.
They got the lovely Tito's girls and the setup over there. They're giving away free stuff. What's the one thing you could add to that mix to make it better?
Damn, we're on the ground?
Puppies.
They got dogs?
They're gonna see a dog. They're going to do a Humane Society adopt a pet.
Wow.
From noon to 3 today.
I love it.
Right over there in the corner.
Okay.
So if all the stuff that already was going on here wasn't enough, Come adopt a puppy, or at least see a puppy.
I saw one when I was walking in. It was a little puppy on the corner right there.
Yeah, so
the
cool thing they were telling me is $1 from every cocktail sold today, throughout the whole weekend, today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday here at the Tito's Stillhouse, it's going to be donated to the Atlanta
Humane
Society.
Hell yeah.
$1 for every cocktail? You know how many cocktails they're going to sell?
Thousands
and thousands and thousands.
Okay.
And, again, if you want to come down, you can come down and adopt a dog today as well. And some guy.
I'll make sure I stay from over there.
I know, me too. Yeah. I was like, well, I'm going to stay over here. Some guy's getting suckered in. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt about it, man.
He already drug his girlfriend here that didn't want to come.
And then she's going to get a puppy.
And he's had five transfusions and he's getting loud.
Somebody's getting a dog.
Yeah, he's getting. Yeah, he's bringing a puppy.
Yeah,
home.
Somebody's getting a dog.
Somebody's
today.
Getting an I'm sorry puppy today.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. But yeah, it is exciting to be here. Weather is perfect. Not too hot right now, and so hopefully it stays this way. And we have a good time, man, because it's been, you know, kind of one of them things where you're like, is it what's the phrase, Andy? No news is good news?
No news is good news, I think.
I don't believe that in this scenario.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't either. I feel like the longer it takes
I believe
for that, us to find out what's going on with Caleb McGarry.
I believe. This is just me that got no, you know.
That's what you were talking about,
yes,
right?
Okay. I don't have no sources and nothing like that. Just go by what my gut says. And sometimes my gut, hey. Sometimes it ain't sour.
You should
yeah.
You should quote your gut as a source.
Well, no, I can't do that, man. I don't want to put that on him. But I think, you know, and this is what usually happens around this time of year when something like this happens. He had surgery last night, and then it's usually a 2-week or so process, a month off.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens in this scenario when you go down this late and you don't hear no news at all.
I haven't heard anything because
that's what I usually think.
Right. Again, and I think you prefaced it really well. I'm going to do it again. This is not us saying anything that we've heard.
Nope.
When we know officially from the Falcons, you will know officially from the Falcons, or whoever reports the story will tell you. But just in the past, when things like this have happened, if the MRI result comes back good, they tell you last night.
Yes.
If the MRI result comes back bad and it's going to be full season, whatever, you probably would have known by now, too.
Yep. Especially when it's a starter. Because, I'm just going by experience.
Right, exactly.
That's it. I'm going
just
by experience
history.
In my team. I'm talking about experience that I've had with teammates that this has happened before, right before the season.
Yeah.
Nothing came out. He had the surgery. We didn't know he had damn surgery. You go in there the next day, you look in the equipment room like, the trainer room like, what the hell? Yeah, they just went in there and cleaned something up real quick.
If I was going to predict, just predicting, not knowing anything, just predicting, that it would be like, what is it, like the patella or meniscus something?
Meniscus or something like that.
You do it's like a month.
A scope.
Yep. It's like a month.
Because Blaine Dickinson, the all-world guard for the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
Same thing just happened
to
him. Exactly. That was 2 weeks ago. So he should be ready for the year if you go by with that timeline.
Well, remember the day it happened, he had to leave practice. Yep. Everyone was freaking out. He's going to be out for the year potentially. Then the next day you find out that it was that procedure.
And he had a procedure already.
Right, which isn't nothing. Yes. Like, obviously getting surgery on your knee is surgery on your knee.
Right.
But if it's something like that, it's better case news than if it were to be a year-long thing. And again, don't know, haven't heard, checking Twitter, refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds to see if anything has come through as far as what's going on with Caleb. Just the fact that nothing has happened yet and it's almost 24 hours later, as far as the news coming out, I know I was on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
My gut was telling me the same thing. That's two sources now.
Yeah, because that's all. I mean,
that's your gut and my gut.
Because I thought about it.
That's
as soon as I woke up this morning. No, I'm sorry. Before I went to bed last night, I was like, you know what? They still ain't no damn news.
Yeah.
And then I saw Orange tweet. He's like, the show was over. Because, Duke Sabell got all the damn news. And it didn't break on their show or anything. And then it didn't break on Chris's show. So, or the morning shift this morning. So that's automatically what I thought of. That, not saying that I'm right, but. From my experiences with teammates that this has happened to, and from what happened with the Eagles, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, that's where my mind went to. Again, if any or when the news will come down today, one way or the other, I'm sure.
I hate my wife wears my damn hats.
Hair?
Hell yeah!
I know.
Like, what is flicking my damn nose?
I know.
Her damn hair.
The worst is when the hair gets in your socks somehow, like in the wash.
Yeah, man.
And then you put it on, and there's just like a hair wrapped around your toe. It's like, what's that weird feeling?
Dude,
you got to remove the shoe.
Have you seen those things? When it happens to little babies, where their hair gets wrapped around their toe?
Uh-huh.
I saw a thing where a baby is a little infant, and somehow hair got wrapped around the baby's foot,
really?
Toe. Oh, the baby was crying all night. They couldn't tell what was going on with the baby. Poor baby. Just po dang.
That's terrible.
Po dang.
That's terrible.
But yeah, so now we know. Wilkerson. If the season started today, looks like he'll probably be the right tackle. And then, we talked about.
You got the news yesterday about Storm Norton.
Now you're hearing, obviously they're going to comb the waiver wire after that. You're not going to find a better right tackle on the street after these waves. It's going to be good as Caleb. Let's call it what it is. Unless there's a veteran who a young guy might have put pressure on, he might have a large cap number or something like that. But you're not going to find an upgrade to him if we're right.
No, you're not going to. If you need to have someone other than Caleb McGarry playing right tackle week one, you're not going to have someone better than Caleb McGarry playing right tackle week one. But you maybe could have someone better than the guys that are in there right now.
Maybe.
No offense to Elijah Wilkinson or any of those other guys, but maybe somebody ends up getting cut, a vet off a roster that you could get by with
right.
for a month or so, if that's what it is. The Storm Norton news yesterday was, this actually did come out yesterday, he had surgery on his ankle, so he's going to be out 6 to 8
yeah.
weeks. So that's the guy who was going to back up the guy who got hurt yesterday.
Right.
And in that tweet, because Schefter put it out, right?
Yes.
I think we all had the same reaction to seeing it, right? It was like, oh.
Really?
Here's the news. Oh, no, that's news on Storm Norton. Okay, well, we did want that too. And then on the second line, it was like, you know, no update yet on the MRI of Caleb McGarry.
Right.
So even Schefter doesn't know.
Yeah, and that's usually one of the things where the agent usually or somebody might leak some stuff out too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but no news. Nothing has – but you're right. Nothing has come out. Nothing has happened as you get ready for the last preseason game. Tomorrow, leaving today to go out to Dallas. Even the guys that played last week, they ain't playing this week. A lot of them aren't playing this week. This is that one showcase type game for the young players to, you know, try to make an impression on here. Because we talk about, you know, there's probably like 4 spots that are legitimately open possibly. But then you think about there's kind of like 21 because there's 17 damn practice squad places too.
Uh-huh.
And so there's – and I'm talking about there's so many different scenarios where you could find yourself on somebody's roster. And for some reason, these dudes get hurt so much. And the practice squad players, it's like, you look at they brought them up for the practice squad. Brought them up for the practice squad. I mean, it's so frequent now. So, hell, that's what we're talking about Anthony Richardson yesterday. He's not going to play this year. Darren Jones always gets hurt.
Yep.
You know, and so there's always a possibility that all these young men who might not make this team initially, somebody sees it. Hell, somebody, Dallas Cowboys, Jerry might like, hey, I like that that Seals guy. Yeah, we need another receiver.
I could see him like Seals. Something about Sills says has Jarrah written all over it, doesn't it? But no, you're right. You're right about that. And here's the thing: like in the second half of the year last year, a lot of these guys that were on the practice squad ended up playing
yep.
for the Falcons
yeah.
down the stretch. I mean, even guys that are young guys sit on the practice squad for a year. You're not sit practice and all that, but you're in the facility. You're in the program.
Yes. You're in the like Casey Washington. You're in every meeting.
Casey Washington last year was on the practice squad. He was bumped up for a couple games, but
yep.
didn't play a lot.
Right.
Got the opportunity this year in training camp because Mooney gets hurt.
Yep.
He's taken full advantage of it.
Yes, he has.
And now, like, who knows? Who yep. knows what to expect from Casey Washington this year? Like, he's gonna be a part of it a little bit.
Yeah, especially because we don't know the timeline on Mooney.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, Rod doesn't have to give us one, an update or anything like that for another couple weeks. So I guess you slow play the information, not slow play the injury. But you slow play or not necessarily play. Don't say nothing about the injury until you got it.
You don't have to
do a full injury report until game week.
They don't have to do injury reports for preseason.
No.
Right?
Until game week.
Right.
And so until 2 weeks from – damn. 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Right. So it will be game week. What is it? Wednesday of game week,
yeah.
right? So yesterday.
Yeah.
2 weeks from yesterday
yeah.
will be the first injury report.
Yeah. It should be.
Hopefully – Darnell Mooney's not on it.
Correct.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But, again, we don't know. They don't want to put any kind of expectation as far as timeline, which, again, they have the right to do that.
They do.
The Falcons aren't the only ones that do
no,
it, but
not.
We cover this team, so that's why we talk about it. So,
yeah. There is a timeline, though,
yes.
and they know it.
Yes.
Because the season starts on September 7th.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Against Tampa.
Here.
Who everyone's picking to win the NFC South, by the way.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
No, I don't disagree with
Uh-oh.
It. But it I don't know. It made me ask myself a question about a statement that we've been saying almost universally throughout the summer, which is if the Falcons don't make the playoffs, everybody gets fired.
Yep.
I don't know if that's true.
I am with you.
You know?
I'm with you.
You know? And just for a variety of reasons. We'll get into that a little bit later.
You.
And I'm not sitting here on August, whatever it is, 21st, trying to be like, all right, let's start making excuses.
No,
I'm
with you,
doggy. I'm just putting all the little stuff together that I know about this team and the owner.
Yep.
The landscape of the league, the youth on the roster,
the starting
all that kind of
over.
Stuff. Yeah. Yep.
The starting all the way over.
We'll get back into that later on in the show. Coming up next, we'll tell you what's trending. Another awesome performance last night from Hurst.
Oh, Hurst.
Dude's fun to watch.
Hurston.
He's fun to watch. He's not he's not your traditional, you know, first-round draft pick fireballer. He's kind of crafty out there.
Hurston.
A little split finger, 88, striking people out. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will be right back live from East Lake, Tito Stillhouse, Tour Championship, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's great. No, the whole thing. I mean, that curveball's a nice pitch for him. Holy cow. You know, and I kind of saw him last year, and he seemed like a high velocity fastball in the split. And then, adding everything else is, I'm like, holy cow, this is pretty good. And to see him not out there just redlining every inning, trying to see how hard he can throw it, and it just pitching. It's just refreshing to watch the kid at work.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun to watch what Hurston Waldrop has done in his second stint this year coming up. Obviously, he kind of started but didn't really start that game in Bristol.
Right.
Because it was only played one inning, and then he came in and he did awesome. And his ERA is below one in the month of August. He puts together one more good start. He's probably going to be the National League Pitcher of the Year.
Yeah.
Pitcher of the Month in the month of August. And, you know, in a year where obviously it's become we're looking for stuff like this, pretty cool to see. Cool to see a young kid like that who we've heard about for a couple of years finally get a real shot to be in the rotation. And, he's putting on a great performance if it's an audition to try to be in the rotation next season.
Yeah, I mean, we asked asked Grant about that yesterday. I think the thing with him is that he pitches.
You know,
he's not one of just, back and just throw it as hard as I damn can.
Right.
And you mentioned, I think we talked about it before we came on air, just crafty.
Yeah.
To be as young as he is. And so with the opportunity, because I'm thinking about it like, he's in the rotation, so what happens to some of those other guys that were supposed to be starting pitchers this past year in the rotation? Put him in the damn bullpen. Like, what's my man, Lopez?
Reynaldo Lopez.
Put him in the damn bullpen.
He was in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Then he came here and worked his way out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Had a remarkable year that no one saw coming.
Right.
But then threw more innings than he had thrown
exactly.
in like a decade
so
and hurt himself.
I'm thinking about him. Put Grant Holmes in there. Put those dudes in the damn bullpen. That's something I was just thinking
about.
No,
I think that's totally – reasonable.
Well, yeah, but no, he looked really, really good yesterday. And like you said, he's been really good since Bristol. And so when you look, taking that into account, with our thought process of just taking the good.
Yeah.
They're just taking the good with this team. A 1-0 win after scoring all those runs the past two nights.
There was 43 combined runs in the first two games.
Yes.
Last night they combined for one.
But my biggest thing last night, when it was eighth inning, I saw the rain. I was like, do not call this damn game.
Yeah.
Just keep playing.
That's what I don't get. The fact that game went off without a rain delay.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest with you.
It came down over our house.
We got about 5 to 10 minutes of the worst weather I think we've ever had at our house.
Yes, it came down.
We live 10 minutes from the ballpark.
Right.
So, you know, it was raining. Sideways. I thought, oh, here goes the oak tree.
Yeah.
This is the oak tree. Because it's going to go someday.
Right.
One of these storms is going to get it. I thought this was going to be it. And it was raining like crazy, lightning and thunder going.
Yeah.
And I was like, and the game was on. I was like, well, surely it's going to. And it wasn't even raining at the ballpark.
No.
And then they got it in. They go an hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, but I was same way because I had to go pick Samson up from practice early because of the storm. And so I get back, I'm like, oh, there's a replay?
Right.
You know, because how they used the replay the game before. But, I mean, yeah, for them, I was like, please do not stop this game. Let it keep going. As boring of a game that it was, let's just hurry up and get this thing over with so we don't got to wait back up at 11:30 with all this passes by to finish your game or whatever. But, no, they got the win, got the series against the Sox.
Yeah.
Day off the day.
Four series in a row.
Yeah, day off the day. No, don't look. Don't give me that look.
Oh, I'm just saying it's the
Mets.
Don't
give me the look.
I'm giving you the let's keep screwing the Mets season up.
Oh, okay. I thought you would give me
the look. No. There's no.
Okay. Don't give me that look.
There's no look.
Okay.
There's no look.
Okay.
The only look I have is we talked about it maybe last week or whatever when they kind of started playing fun baseball. I was like, I don't know. Maybe they can play well enough down the stretch to get back to 500.
Maybe.
They're only 11 games under now.
Yes.
They were as low as like 18 or so games under 500.
Pretty bad.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
You play. You get back to 500.
Okay.
That's it. That's
it.
All I'm doing.
Okay. All right. No, okay. Dude, we're not going. Cause I saw this. Well, they're only 8.5 back.
Is that right?
I don't know. I thought I saw that, but I'm not getting over my skis. I am.
Well, let me just put my skis on real quick. I'm on
the bunny slopes.
Okay.
I'm on the bunny slopes.
Well, you wear skis on. No,
I got the short skis.
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5.
No. Single digits.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
They sweep the Mets.
Don't do it.
The Mets are one of the teams. Here's the thing about the Mets.
Uh-huh.
Even in this year where the Mets, I know they're falling, crashing to the earth now, but like the worst year the Braves have had in a long time, they're still 7-3 against the Mets.
Yes.
They're still the Mets' dad.
Yes.
Even when they're just dreadful, like
yes.
just an absolute terrible year, they're still 7-3 against the Mets.
Yes.
Sucks to be the Mets.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it would be really, really nice to come in here and continue the misery that goes on in New York City.
You sweep the Mets.
I mean, it's here and all those things, but yeah.
The Braves are better than the Marlins.
Yes, they are. So,
okay.
I mean, you look at it, you got three straight division opponents coming up.
Giants.
Okay.
Diamondbacks. I'm just saying all the teams that are ahead of them in the wild card.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Just keep saying it.
Marlins.
Uh-huh.
Giants. Diamondbacks. Cardinals. Reds.
The Marlins ahead of them?
Mets, yeah. But only two games ahead of them.
Uh-huh.
So they could be ahead of those guys by the end of the weekend.
They got to go out of Miami after this one.
There you go.
All right.
They could catch those guys. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying they could maybe get back to 500. Get back to 500, and that'll be a lot of fun. No, but it was fun watching Hurston Waldrop last night.
Yes.
7 strikeouts. That split finger that he throws is absolutely filthy. Like, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know how anybody hits it. Nobody does. Nobody does hit it. But just really fun to watch him pitch last night and kind of been a bright spot in the in what's been a tough year. All right, let's hear Raheem Morris talking about – forgot, I had it up – talking about position battles that still are yet to play out.
There's still so much to be done. Are you talking about today's practice? Or are you talking about a jog through? Are you talking about even the preseason game like that we got to play at the end on what those position battles entail? And, like, you just never know what's going to happen in every single day.
What position battle?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about which ones might still be there. I feel pretty confident about the 6 receivers.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident about the edge guys. I think Khalid Kareem probably practice squad.
Yeah.
Braylon Trice gets that last spot.
I think so.
Feel pretty confident about, I think all 4 of the safeties make it.
Yeah. I think, and I know I saw it on here, I think they brought Fuller in to start.
I think, yeah, Fuller will be their Helms, spots, and obviously.
Yeah, yeah, but I think it's like, is it a battle between Helms and no, I think they brought Washington to be the starter. He's a veteran that's played.
Fuller, thank you.
I thought they brought him in to be the starter. That was just my thought process behind it.
I think so too. I think they were maybe hoping one of the guys could beat him.
Maybe.
And I don't know if that's happened.
Right.
Because we just haven't really seen him do anything. But I think, yeah, it was like, all right, if these guys pass him, great.
Right.
Young guy plays.
But if not.
If not, we have a vet who can be in there next to Jesse. Yeah, I mean, maybe with the McGarry injury, and again, we don't know the full scale of it. There's been no update on what the injury is or the timeline. But maybe that adds a little bit of intrigue to the offensive line competition.
Maybe. It should.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because that's the thing about it is, like, you don't want to have – obviously you want your starting right tackle, but you want to have a guy in place, you know, for these next 2 weeks to see if they can get the cohesion to the right – you know what I mean? On that right side. You don't want to bring a guy in the week of.
No,
that's, that's the only positive about this 2 weeks after the last piece of the game.
Yeah.
Is that you do have time to get him up to speed. If you need to bring somebody else in, get him up to speed.
Yeah.
And so you have an opportunity to try and maybe iron out some of the kinks if what we think is – because we don't know. We don't know. Nothing has come out. There has not been even an inkling from anybody, any of the insiders that know what's going on with the Falcons' right tackle.
Just – okay. Say McGarry can't start week one.
Okay.
We're going to know that before cutdown day.
Yes.
Cutdown day is 6 days from now.
Yes.
And then you have like – almost 2 weeks between cutdown day and the first game.
Correct.
So you can sign a veteran, and obviously you'd want to get somebody who knows the system.
Right.
Who's maybe been in a, you know, in a McVay, Shanahan.
He could be a backup right now.
The good thing is so many people run similar offenses now in the NFL to what Zach Robinson does.
Yes.
You might be able to find a guy out there who's familiar with it.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about it is everybody is going to the zone, the stretch run and all those different things type scenarios. The biggest thing about it now is that it takes away some of the some options for Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to keep guys in. You're going to have to keep backs in. You're going to have to keep tight ends in to chip and help out with the protection and things like that. It also maybe hinder you to a point where everybody knows where you slide the protection to the right. And so, I mean, it has its disadvantages. Now, is that an excuse for you maybe to lose games? No. And say because you still got to block. It still comes down to the basic fundamentals of blocking and tackling. But, that's always the biggest thing is when you are and I'm not saying that it wasn't going to be like that if Caleb was there. They were still going to slide.
Right, because that's where the protection was going to be.
They were still going to do
anyway.
All that. Yeah, so it was going to be that way.
We're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship today and tomorrow live at Eastlake. The first group has teed off.
Okay.
Chris Goddard-Upp and Akshay Bhatia.
Let's go, Goddard.
The
Goddard-Ray?
The Goddard-Upp.
Goddard-Upp.
Get her up.
Goddard-Upp.
The 29th and 30th ranked guys in the FedEx Cup rankings coming into this tournament have teed off. As have
my boy at?
Jacob Bridgman and Sungjae Im.
Okay.
Your guy is on the tee.
Okay.
Nick Taylor and Harry Hall.
All right.
British Bryson.
That's what they call him?
That's what I call him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's British and he wears a Kangol.
Yeah, he had a Kangol on.
He's kind of built stout like Bryson.
That's why I asked you because I thought it was Bryson.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bryson. So that's why I asked. When I saw the hat and I saw his body. So I'm like, is that Bryson?
He kind of looks like Bryson.
Because I think a lot of people did, Andy, because everybody was stopping. I swear, because he's right over here.
And then he's hitting drivers and they're like, why is he
but
so
everybody,
short?
Yeah, because everybody kept stopping and looking. So I was like, is that him?
So the cool thing this year is, or cool in my opinion, although some of these guys don't like it either. Rory McIlroy will complain about anything these days.
What's wrong with him now?
I don't know. He doesn't like this format either. He doesn't like any format. I don't know.
You let somebody win a damn gold jacket, a green jacket, and he just think he just the thing.
Well, he's been mad at everything for years.
Damn,
you know,
Rory.
I can't live.
Like, I know. Leo.
You thought I still hit live.
You thought the green jacket might chill him out. I know.
Yeah, man. Damn, Rory, you got that monkey off
your
back.
Well, he doesn't like it because he's always in first or second place.
Right.
He liked having a 10-stroke lead on everybody when he teed off.
I hit live.
Now everybody's tied for – I mean, not tied. Everybody starts at even par like a normal tournament.
Yeah.
So everybody has equal footing. It is interesting. Like, you know – random – not I won't say random. You're not a random guy if you're in this tournament. You've had a great year to be one
and
of the
top 30. And it's 25 mil.
No.
How much?
It is not. They changed that a little bit.
Okay.
I think they redistributed some of the big purse of this throughout the year.
Ah.
So I do think if you win this and all the other stuff you won.
That's 25
It'll make it up to
you. Right.
But yeah, it's 10 for the winner now.
Okay.
Winner gets 10.
Okay.
But like, you know.
It's still $10 million.
If Chris Goddard-Upp wins this tournament.
He's a man.
He's never made $10
million. He's the man.
He also goes on a crazy list of golfers. Like, guys to win the Tour Championship.
Uh-huh.
It's a short list. There's not very many guys that have ever done that. No one's ever won it twice in a row either.
Right.
People have won it twice, but nobody's ever won it twice in a row. So Scotty Scheffler could do that this year too.
Well, he's, you know.
He's better than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
He's better than everybody, and it's not close. Let me tell you about this, since we're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship. We don't have a leaderboard yet because only a couple of guys have teed off, but our coverage is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course, golf open to everyone, by the Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. All right, we'll come back, talk a little college football corner. Maybe a couple teams that you feel like have a real wide spectrum of possibilities. A team that could be in the playoff or a team that could be under 500. The boom or bust teams in college football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from East Lake Golf Course, the Tour Championship. We are located in the Tito's Stillhouse. So
yes.
If you're headed to the big merchandise tent, the big fan shop, we are like one flight of stairs below that. You'll pass us to get up there, so you probably want a Tito's anyway.
Yeah, man.
Come
just
on
be careful.
Over
it's real. It's real mushy and muddy, so just be careful walking over.
Glad I wore my brand new white shoes.
Just watch one step. Just go. Go to the right. When you come out, it's drier over there. But
okay.
I went straight. That's what it sounded like.
The shoes look okay though.
Yeah, they're not bad. I just got to get me some. My kids. Because, you know, us, we had the old school, you know, the white shoe polish back in the day. They got all this new stuff now, dog. All these new cleaners in it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Man. They got all these new cleaners and stuff now, man. So, yeah, I get these things to be shaped.
You know what I use, because we have plenty of them at the house, a baby wipe. A little baby wipe on the rubber sole.
Yeah.
Get it clean.
Man, we say, well, baby wipe. We ain't got no babies. We can have more baby wipes than anybody. just all that stuff.
It's a handy thing to have. A baby wipe is a handy tool.
Baby wipe and dew wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have them.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta have them. Gotta keep them. I saw this. Derrick Rose getting his jersey retired.
Abe was
by
just
the Bulls.
Saying that.
Yeah, man. How about that?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, you know.
First of all, because he's a Chicago kid.
He's a
Chicago kid.
Chicago kid.
Yes.
And, you know, the potential for what that could have been.
Yes.
was incredible, and it was a flash in the pan.
Yes.
And it was very special. Youngest MVP ever.
You know, LeBron should have won it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You go back and look at some of those
LeBron
numbers.
LeBron should have won it.
And it was just awesome, man. He was just so fun to watch. And then obviously injuries derailed all of it.
Yeah.
Dude was in the NBA till last year.
Yeah, no.
he was still in the league last year.
He just kept going.
Became a very different player.
Yes, yes. Because when he was right, that dude.
There was almost nobody like him.
Woo! Woo! When he dunked on Goran Dragic, that's still the.
He dunked on him going up.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like, oh my God. And he kept going.
Yeah.
He dunked it, and then he was still in the air.
He was celebrating. In the air on the way down
because
he was up there for so long.
Okay, we talked about that crappy fight yesterday that's going to go on here in Atlanta. It looked like it's going to happen because Netflix has announced it. I wonder what the stipulation is going to be. They can't do 12 3-minute rounds. It's going to be some kind of weirdness bunk.
So
because Samson's like, Dad, can we go?
I bet you could.
If this happens, yes, we will go.
Okay, cool. So what? Explain this to me because I am ignorant on the topic.
All right.
Like, what would be the reason for changing the stipulation? Like, who would that make it more fair to?
Jake Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
They're going to tilt it as far in his favor as possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they make the gloves a different weight or something like that?
Tank's a prize fighter.
Right.
Yeah.
At that weight and size.
But he's 60 pounds lighter.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
How much of a gap is there ever in fights between guys?
Well, it just depends. Like, with the rehydrations and all those different things. Like, the next big fight is going to be Crawford and Canelo. Well, I mean, Canelo's probably going to come in 20 pounds heavier than the freaking weigh-in.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a good rehydrate and all those things.
But on the weigh-in, you got to be the same weight.
You got to be able to whatever the weight is, unless it's a catch weight and all those other things. And that's
These guys will never be the same.
They'll never be the same.
There'll be no weigh-in where he gets down to Tank's size.
They're not going to weigh.
Tank gets up to his size.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be all kind of freaking stipulations with different gloves, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's going to be.
What do they do? Make him heavier or something so Tank gets more tired?
Probably, or something like that. It's going to be a weird thing, though. It's going to be a weird thing. But Netflix is announced.
To me, then, that makes it not like, you know, whatever. Do it, and people can watch, and it's fun, and I hope Tank knocks him in the next week for Nate. Do it for Nate. Justice for Nate.
You know, I had tears in my damn eyes yesterday.
I know you did.
Yes.
I know you did. I felt bad for my guy. Well, then Abe texted us last night because I guess they're promoting the fight, right? And they're like, hey, you guys want to have him on? I was like, hell no, not after what he did to Nate. We'll have Nate on. Nate can interview him.
Yeah, I'm pretty good on it.
I'd rather have Nate Robinson on.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Nate Robinson.
Especially now, probably
an interview that no one. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we could talk about.
Yeah, especially that
his health scare
and everything like that. But I was like, I don't know what made they said that it was called the Nate Robinson Challenge.
Yeah.
I never seen nobody get hit that damn hard.
He was asleep, man.
He was asleep, dog. It fell
forward.
I think
he threw the fight. He did. He bet on against himself.
Yeah. That does happen.
It happened.
That does happen.
He took a dive.
Yeah. Ah. Nate the diver.
Pretty sure.
He looked like he was diving off a damn doing a front belly flop on a diver board.
He took a dive.
As already hit that damn thing.
There's no way that happened in Nate Robinson in reality. All right. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle coming up in about 15 minutes. Did I tell you? Yeah, I did, but I'll tell you again. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Let's get to a college football corner. All right, handful of different college football news and notes here, including the fact that, and I know people know this, but maybe not everyone does, there's actual games that count this weekend.
Yeah, man.
Week zero.
Yeah, man.
Remember last year, week zero
was
also
freaking awesome.
Was Georgia Tech and Florida State. Iowa State, Kansas State.
It's going to be a good game.
In Dublin, Farmageddon. In a country that likes to farm.
Yeah. Did you just make that up?
No, it's called Farmageddon.
Oh, it is actually called.
Yeah, that's the rivalry.
Oh, okay. Never knew that. But, I mean, you got
it two. It sucks that a rivalry game is being played in a foreign country.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor
but,
there.
But, I mean, you got two teams with both with established quarterbacks. You know, when you look at, what's his name, Avery Johnson. And my man Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco.
So, I mean, that's going to be a great matchup. I mean, but I think, you will. Because last year spoiled us. That game last year between Florida State and Georgia Tech.
It was a great game.
It was a great damn game, but it brought in the season the right
it
damn
did.
Way.
I
hope this ain't no damn dead. I don't think it will be.
No, I think it'll be a good game.
I think it'll be a good game, but it is cool.
I also think both of these teams have a legit chance to win the Big 12.
Definitely. I don't know they didn't put nothing out. But I'm saying who is the overwhelming betting favorite to win?
Vegas says Arizona State.
Okay. Because last year and everything like that.
And they've got the quarterback back.
Yes.
And they do have a legitimate first round wide receiver.
Yes.
Who missed the playoff last year
too,
and the Big 12 championship game. So they've got some firepower on offense. And yeah, sure. I mean, the reason they won the Big 12 last year, though, Arizona State, that is because they won all their one-score games.
Yes.
It's going to be the same thing this year.
Pretty much.
I wouldn't be surprised if this game between Iowa State and Kansas State comes down to it also. Every game in the Big 12 comes down to the final 2 minutes.
They're so evenly matched.
Yeah, exactly, because all the teams are the same, and they all have pretty good quarterbacks.
Yes. I mean, you look at Colorado now. They're starting all the way over. I don't think Deion's name is started yet of
no,
the two guys yet.
That.
So, obviously, that's going to be a new age, but he still – has so much talent, brought in so much talent, but it's going to be different without his boys. Then you look at, Texas Tech, we know that they got roster bought, but how great are they going to be this year?
Well, and that big running back transfer.
He's hurt.
He's hurt. He's out for the year.
Yeah.
Kid from USC they had transfer in was one of the big reasons why, people maybe were buying into some of the transfer portal stuff that they got.
Right.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
That's a big deal.
That puts a big damper in what they were going to try to do offensively.
And so, you think about different other teams. Could Kansas get back? Because remember they had that nice little run. I love their coach,
uh-huh.
But yeah, their quarterback is with they're 9 years, right?
He is still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
Jalen Daniels.
Yeah.
Not Jaden.
But there's so many different teams in the Big 12. That have an opportunity to win it. Nobody saw Arizona State win it last year.
Nope.
And they came in. Nobody knew who. If you know college football, you knew who's Camps. You heard the name Camp Scatterboo.
Uh-huh.
But this dude put everybody
but
on
nobody
damn notice.
Saw that coming.
Nobody
either.
Saw that.
Like, you heard of him,
yes.
But you didn't think he was going to be a Heisman
yes.
candidate.
You saw,
you know?
And then you saw that. So, is there a guy out there, is there a team out there that can catch fire like Arizona State did? Like you said, the most important thing is that they were so clutch and key down the stretch.
Yeah, yeah, they won all their close games, and they damn near did the same thing against Texas in the playoff. They probably should have, actually, but Texas picked themselves off the mat and won in overtime. I know to me in the Big 12, if there's a team like that, it's Utah. I've said that before.
Yeah,
I think they can win the conference and go to the playoff. What about some of the teams at the top, though? Like, do you see, and I mean in the top of the AP as we're looking at the season, are there teams that are up there that are sort of talked about as potential playoff teams? I don't see any team that we consider to be like a potential national championship team where everything could completely fall apart outside of some devastating injury that you can't predict.
Yeah.
But like there's no world to me in which Texas doesn't win like 9 games,
yeah.
And 10 obviously gets them into the playoff. Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, all of those teams. How far down do you have to go before you find a team where it's like, yeah, I could see them winning enough games to be in the playoff, but I could also see them kind of falling off a little bit.
Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come?
Quarterback. You look at the last couple of years when they've been really, really good. They've had Bo Nix and then they had Dale Gabriel.
I know.
And so this is just like – but it's like Georgia. Like,
yeah.
Like, we had Stetson and then went to Carson. Uh-huh. Even though Carson didn't play, we knew who Carson was.
Yep.
Like, we don't know a lot about this dude named Gunner. That's why I always ask the question as far as when we talk about Georgia – we giving Georgia the benefit of the doubt because of Kirby. Because to me,
yes.
this is how I view my dogs. I don't know when people ask me how good Georgia is. I think they're going to be good because they got a hell of a football coach and they got a lot of good players. But to me, this seems like a completely different team for me.
Completely different from –
from most teams for some reason. Because
okay.
I knew everybody. Now I know guys. It's a different feel to it, and
yeah.
I'm talking about me.
I understand what you're saying,
yeah.
Because there is so much youth, and
yes.
more than half the roster's first and second year guys.
Yeah.
I give the benefit of the doubt in the Gunner Stockton situation to Kirby,
yeah.
because he's won a lot of games with quarterbacks that people have said, well, this guy's not that good.
Well, damn, national championship, and people were saying that they need to put JT Daniels in before the playoff game.
Yeah.
Before they played Michigan.
And then he won the national championship, and people were mad he was coming back.
Yes.
So They've done that.
He had to get some. He had to get some. He had to get some assurance from Kirby.
Yeah,
before he came back. I mean, yeah. He just won a damn national championship.
So I trust that Kirby is going to put a quarterback in there that gives him the chance to win.
I agree.
But also that he's not going to ask a guy to do stuff that he can't do.
Yeah.
Like when he had Carson Beck and could throw the ball,
they asked Carson to do too much.
They threw the ball. Yeah. And when they had Stetson and he could run a little bit, they ran it with him a little bit. When they had Jake Fromm and he had his strengths, they played to his strengths. You know what I mean? Like he's not asking guys to do stuff that they can't do. And I don't know what Gunnar Stockton can and can't do.
No.
I'm excited to find out.
Yep.
I know he's got better weapons than they had last
Damn
year
sure
in terms
does.
Of throwing the football.
Damn sure does.
And I feel pretty good about the run game too. I mean, you're bringing back most of the same guys, and you got the transfer from Illinois. I know you lost ETN obviously, but he was hurt all year anyway.
Right.
You got Nate Frazier back. I will say this about Gunnar Stockton.
He's got a truck.
This matters to
he
you.
Got a truck
and a mustache.
Oh,
he's rocking the staff.
But I saw he got a new truck.
Oh, did
now,
he?
I don't know, Andy. He was posing by a truck.
Oh, okay.
He was posing by what looked like an F-150.
Because that would be breaking news if the man wasn't driving the 1984
Yeah, because that's his whole thing. That's his whole thing. Now, he might still have it, but I saw him taking a picture by a new truck with the stash.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like that.
Hey, man. They said that's what gives him his edge.
If Gunnar Stockton has a new truck, Georgia's not going to the playoffs.
He has a new truck. No, because that truck gives him the edge because it's a possibility that he might miss a game.
If Gunnar
he
Stockton,
lives dangerously.
If Gunnar Stockton has a truck – that was made since he's been born.
Yep.
Georgia's not going to the playoffs.
Nah, I ain't gonna believe that.
But if he's got the 84, they could win the national championship.
They could win the national championship, huh?
Nah, we can't Gunner new truck. No. George, that's 7-5 Georgia
new
right
truck,
there.
New me.
New truck, new
who
me.
This?
Yeah,
who this?
Remember last year you had Lamborghini guy out there throwing picks?
Who this?
Nah, we don't need new. We got 84 is built strong.
Who
right?
this?
We're good. Where'd you see that picture? I don't like this at all.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Did you make that up?
I sure did.
Oh, cool. Great. Awesome. He does have a mustache, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a mustache. I didn't make that up. That's reported. I saw it. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Broadcasting live from the Tour Championship at Eastlake. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.